外坤的直营服务员员能听，今天是2020年1月15日，星期三，我们荣幸的邀请到了 Kavi Chama Swami 为我们讲解圣典博加瓦坛，敬请聆听 Hare Krishna。
Okay, I'm coming. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
11711 Jai Radha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balava Giribaradhari Gopi Jana Balava Giribaradhari Yashoda Nandana Raja JanaRanjana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Natira Nacha Yamunatira Nacha Jaya Radha Madhava KunjavihariRadha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balava Giribaradhari Gopi Jana Balava Giribaradhari Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana RanjanaYashoda Nandana Prajajana Nandana Yamunatira Banacha Yamunatira Banacha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari GopiJana Balava Giribaradhari Gopi Jana Balava Giribaradhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Unatira Banacha All rightThis is Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, Chapter 7, Verse 11.
今天我们讲圣典博加瓦坛第十一篇第七章十节十义。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya.Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay. Dosha Bujo Bayatito. Dosha Bujo Bayatito. Dosha Bujo Bayatito. Nishedana Nivartate. Nishedana Nivartate.Gunabhuja Chavitam, Gunabhuja Chavitam, Nakaroti yata baka. Nakaroti yata baka. Dosha bujo bayatito. Shedana nivartate. Puna buja nivahitam. Nakaroti yata baka.
Someone want to try it?
Sorry, Mara?
You want to try it?
Oh, okay. Dosha budyo bayatito nishidana nivartate guna badya chavihita nakaroti yatarbaka.
Words. Dosha Buja.
Yo 想着这样的活动是错误的。
Because of thinking such action is wrong.
Ubaya
Atita.
Ubaya
Atita. One who has transcended both conceptions of mundane right and wrong.
超越了。二者，即世俗的正确与错误观念。
Nishedat from what is forbidden.
由于那是被禁止的。
Nanivartate. He does not desist.
他不去拒绝。
Guna Buja.
由于想着它是好的。
Because of thinking it is good.
由于想着那是好的。
Cha. Also.
也。
Karoti, na karoti. He does not do.
他不去做。
Yata. Just like.
仿佛。
Arbaka. A young child.
一个年轻的小孩子。
Translation.One who has transcended material good and evil automatically acts in accordance with religious injunctions and avoids forbidden activities. The self-realized person does this spontaneously, like an innocent child, and not because he is thinking in terms of good and evil.
Even...以超越物质善恶的人自然按照宗教训令行事，避免被禁止的活动，觉悟了自我的人像一个天真无邪的孩子会自发地这么做，而不是因为他按照物质善恶思考。
One who has developed transcendental knowledge never acts whimsically.Srila Rupa Goswami describes the progression of devotional service from sadhana bhakti and prema bhakti. Prema bhakti is a stage of spontaneous love of Godhead, whereas sadhana bhakti means the conscientious practice of the regulated principles of devotional service. In most cases, one who is now enjoying transcendental consciousness has rigidly practiced the rules and regulations of devotional service. Thus, due to previous practice,One spontaneously avoids sinful life and acts in accordance with the standards of ordinary piety. This does not mean that a self-realized person is consciously avoiding sin and pursuing piety. Rather, due to his self-realized nature, he spontaneously engages in the most exalted spiritual activities, just as an innocent child may spontaneously exhibit good qualities such as kindness, tolerance, and so on.The spiritual platform is called Shuddha Sattva, a purified goodness. To distinguish it from the material mode of goodness, which is always to some extent polluted by the lower modes of passion, ignorance. Thus, if a man in general man in material goodness appears to be most pious in the eyes of the world, we can only imagine the spotless character of the self-realized soul, the purified spiritual goodness. Therefore, it is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 5.18.12, Yasyasti Bhaktir Bhagavat Vikinchana Sarvayur Gunaistatya Samasita Saraha Arava Bhaktasya Kato Mahadguna Mano Retain Asati Dabhato Bhai. If one is a pure devotee of Lord Krishna, he will automatically exhibit all the exalted qualities of the demigods. Such manifestation of purity is spontaneous, as explained in this verse.
要指以培养出纯超然知识的人，绝不肆意妄为。Srila Rupa Goswami 描述过两种层面的奉献服务 ：Sadhana Bhakti 和 Raganuga Bhakti。Raganuga Bhakti 是自发的深爱神守的层面，而 Sadhana Bhakti 的意思是恪守规范原则的奉献服务。通常，眼下正在享受超然知觉的人已经严格实践过奉献服务的规范守则，因此由于以前的修行，一个人会自觉避免罪恶生活，按照一般虔诚标准行事。这并不意味着觉悟了自我的灵魂，有意识地避免罪恶，追逐前程活动。正相反，他因为觉悟了自我而自发地从事最崇高的灵性活动，就像一个天真无邪的孩子，自然展示出善意、宽容等优秀品质。灵性层面叫做 Shuddha Sattva， 即纯粹善良，这样就能把他与始终在某种程度上受较低的激情和愚昧属性污染的物质善良属性区分开。所以如果处在物质善良属性中的人，在世人看来是最虔诚的，可想而知，本处纯粹善良形态当中觉悟了自我的灵魂的品质该是多么纯粹无瑕。因此圣典不加瓦坛 5.18.12 说，人若是主 Krishna 的纯粹奉献者，会自动发展出半神的所有高尚品格，这种纯洁无瑕的展示是自发的，正如本师姐所述。Finished.
That's the end.
End.
Om Agana, Timirandasya Ganandana Shalakaya, Shaksura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha, Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale, Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantikam. Vande Aham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam,Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana, Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam, Sadvaitam Savadutam Pajajana, Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita, Shri Vishakan Vitamscha. Hey Krishna, Karuna, Sindhu, Dinabandhu, Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika, Kanta, Radha, Kanta, Namostate, Tapta, Kanchana, Gaurange, Radhe, Vrindavanishwari, Vishabhanu, Sute, Devi, Pranamami, Hari, Priye. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna, Pristaya, Bhutale, Srimate, Bhakti, Vedanta, Swami, Iti, Namane,Namaste Sarasati Devi, Gauravani Pracharane, Nirvisesha Shunyavadi, Paschacha Desatarane. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Etinamane.Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dina Tarane Shri Rupa Nuga Viruda Apasiddhanta Dvanta Harne Namo Gorkishwaraya Sachi Vairagya Murtaye Vipralamba Rasambode
Padambu Jayate Namaha. Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchitananda Namane Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Rupa Nuga Varayate Gaura Birbhave Bhume Storm Nirdeshta Sagranathaya Vaishnava Sarvaboma Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vanshakalpa Chuvyascha Kripa Sindhuvya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Trishe Namaha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. So very good lessons here.
这里就给我们很好的教训。
A person that's like trying to be good, they may be consciously thinking, you know, I won't do this because I'll get in trouble. I'll do this because I'll get a reward.
一个人他可能是故意的这样想，如果我这样去做好事呢，我就会得到好的结果；如果我去做不好的事情呢，会得到不好的结果。
And that's the way we're trained, you know, that's our education. What's good, what's legal, what's illegal, you know, what to do, what not to do, because of the results that we might get.
因为我们受过训练，什么是好坏，什么是合法的、非法的，我们就按照这个我们所受到的训练去做。
But it says here, a self-realized person, they just automatically, they don't think about it, they automatically do good things and they don't do bad things.
但是一个超人的人呢，他自动去做了，就不用去思考什么是好的，什么是坏的。
Like a child, children, even animals sometimes, they're very kind and, you know, to others are very compassionate when someone else is suffering.And it's just natural. No one ever taught them.
就像一个孩子，他自然而然的会对别人有善意，就是根本没有人去教他。
But then later, you know, we get taught. But according to what culture you're in, like Prabhupada said, in some place, eating, killing cows is very good. In other places, they say it's not good.
但是后来当他长大了之后呢，就根据各个地方的文化不同，那有的地方就认为吃牛肉是很好的，那有的地方就认为不应该去吃牛肉。
If somebody is born in a family of thieves, they'll be taught that stealing is good. That's how we can live.
如果他投生在一个小偷之家呢，他就会被教导偷窃没有什么不好，是很好的，这是一个谋生的手段而已。
Anyway, that's life as it goes. But Prabhupada was asked once, "How do you know, like as a devotee? How can you recognize a devotee?"
有一次呢，有人就问帕帕的，你怎么能辨别出谁是一个奉献者呢？
Prabhupada said he's a perfect gentleman.
帕帕的回答是，他是一个完美的绅士。
So that's what, you know, we're trying to develop. So if we're practicing devotional service sincerely, these good qualities will automatically come about.
如果一个人真诚的去修习奉献服务，所有好的品质就会培养出来。
But we won't become perfect instantly.
但是我们不会立刻就变得完美。
And we shouldn't expect other devotees also, they do things that aren't perfect in the material sense. We shouldn't condemn them because they're trying to be devotees, which is...
有的奉献者呢，可能在世俗的眼里看来，可能做了不好的事，我们不应该谴责他们，因为他们在努力的去试图成为一个奉献者。
So, just let me look here. So we're practicing from sadhana to prema bhakti, but it's a long stage. You know, prema bhakti is a very, very advanced stage.
我们正在修行，我们正在从 sadhana bhakti 规范修行呢，试图达到 prema bhakti. 但 prema bhakti 是个非常崇高的一个地位。
And even when someone has attained prema bhakti, they practice what looks like sadhana, you know, very intensely and perfectly.
即便一个人已经达到 prema bhakti 阶段呢，在外人的眼里看来，他也好像也在修行 sadhana bhakti 规范修行呀，但他的这种修行呢是非常的完美，以及非常的强烈的程度是非常强烈的。
Like you said about Raghunath Das Goswami, his sadhana was like lines etched in a stone. You know, you can't wipe it off.
据说呢，就像 Raghunath Das Goswami, 他的 sadhana bhakti, 他的规范修行呢，就好像石头上的刻印一样，你都抹不掉的。
Or Haridas Thakur, even when he was very old and sick and he couldn't chant fast enough to finish his so many japas.
Haridas Thakur 呢，他年纪大了的时候呢，他即便不能很快的念诵完他自己对自己要求的圈数。
And even Lord Chaitanya told him,You don't have to do that anymore, you know, but he said, no, I have to, my vow.
主持人也告诉他，你不需要去念诵这么多圈，那但是哈尔达塔库说，不行，我一定要念。
Because someone is a prema bhakti, he thinks, I'm not a devotee, I have to always chant.
因为一个已经达到 prema bhakti 的层面的奉献者，他认为，我不行，我还需要很好的去修行。
But it's not like a devotee has to think, oh, I should do this or I shouldn't do that, as much. They naturally act nice.
一个奉献者呢，他不是刻意的去想啊，我应该去做这件事，或者是我不应该去做那件事，而是他是自发的，他就做好每一件事了。
But we are all, you know, practicing. We're all on the way.
但是我们现在呢，还在修行阶段，我们还在路上。
Well, we have to tolerate our own.You know how slow it is for us, how we're not that great.
所以如果我们的进程很缓慢呢，我们要对自己宽容，即便呢，我们还没有那么伟大。
Because sometimes even like very advanced, great devotees, they become bewildered by anger, like Dhruva Maharaj.
也有时候即便像进步的伟大的奉献者，像Dhruva Maharaj，他们也会被愤怒的所困惑。
Or even Vasishtha Muni, he was the guru of Ramachandra, but sometimes he was angry.
像 Vasishtha Muni, 他是主 Ramachandra 的 guru, 他有时候也会动怒。
So we shouldn't think, well, then it's okay for me to be angry. But if we get bewildered, that can happen. And especially when we see other devotees not acting perfectly, we have to think that this person is trying to be a devotee. He's on the path, so you can't condemn that he hasn't got there yet.
那比如说我们看到别的奉献者, 他们还没有达到非常进步的层面, 有的时候那我们不应该谴责他们, 我们应该看到他们已经在路上了, 我们就不应该为他们所做的事情而谴责他们。
Maybe something like you're going somewhere on an airplane. So you tell someone, okay, we're on the plane now. So it's like you're already there, but you're still, they have to wait.
比如说吧, 你坐在飞机上, 然后你就跟你的朋友说, 我们现在已经在路上了, 就虽然已经, 你还没有达到目的地, 但是你已经在路上了。
But they can't say, well, you're not here yet, you're not here yet. They, no, I'm coming.
但你不能说, 你还没到, 你还没到, 因为他已经说, 我马上就来了。
So sadhana begins, and then we gradually become fixed up, that we're steady with sadhana.
所以 sadhana, 规范修行呢,就是这样, 我们会逐步达到稳定的阶段,变得非常的 稳定。
Then eventually you can get a taste, you know, that we really love to chant and we can't stop chanting.
那最后呢, 你就能最后达到那个有一种品味, 我们已经爱上了念诵了, 已经停不下来了。
So that's Shuddha Sutra, very, that's Vaikuntha, the spiritual.
所以那是 Shuddha Sattva, 那是 Vaikuntha, 灵性世界的境界。
In the material world, there's goodness, passion, ignorance. It's always mixed up. We don't find pure.
在物质世界呢,有善良,激情,愚昧,他们都是混在一起了,不是纯粹的。Even
a person that's mostly in the mode of ignorance, sometimes they act very nicely.
即便一个就是大部分时候处于愚昧形态的人呢,他们偶尔也会做出好事。And
sometimes a person who is really in the mode of passion, they act in the mode of ignorance or the mode of goodness. It goes up and down.
那一个大部分时间处在激情属性的人呢,他有的时候也会做出愚昧属性的事,或者有的时候做出善良属性的事,就这样起起落落的,不稳定。
So we need to work on that. Learn about the mode of goodness and practice acting in the mode of goodness.
所以我们需要学习,我们要去练习,努力地稳处在善良属性。But
in this material world, especially when we're preaching and going out, we're surrounded by passion and ignorance.
但物质世界呢,特别是我们出去传教的时候呢,我们四周呢,都是愚昧属性或激情属性被它所环绕。
Hurry, and you're crazy.
都是那种快点,快点,快点,都人们都疯了,疯狂了。So,
let's see what it says. So in the Bhagavatam, this is a verse that Prabhupada many times Yasyasti Bhaktir Bhagavat Yakinchana Sarvayar Gunais Tatra Samasate Suraha Arava Bhaktasya Kuto Mahadgunam Uno Retainasati Dhavato Bali. If one is a pure devotee of Krishna, he will automatically give it all the good qualities of the demigods. Spontaneous.
就这个师姐呢是啪啪的经常引述的，人若是 Krishna 的纯粹奉献者，会自动展示出半神的所有高尚品质。
That's in the fifth canto.
这个师姐出自第五篇。
The residents of Jambudvip.
是占卜队伍的居民当居民所说的。
So just see what the purport is over there.
我看到这个钥匙呢，就在那儿。
This verse is longer. All the demigods, become manifest to one who's purely devoted to Krishna.
当一个人他纯粹的去献身给 Krishna 的时候呢，就会发展出半神的品质。
It's also stated that even if someone acts perfectly according to, you know, so-called material standards, if he's not a devotee, then ultimately it's not very valuable.
也说呢，如果一个人，他就是能发展出所有物质的那很好的品质，如果他不是奉献者的话，那么他的努力呢，最终是没有价值的。
So, like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, everyone is struggling with the, they're all part and parcel, everyone is part and parcel of Krishna.
就像主 Krishna 在博迦梵歌当中说呢，就是每一个生物都是Krishna 的所属部分。
But because we're conditioned, we're struggling with the three modes of nature, struggling with the senses, which include the mind.
但是因为我们受到条件限制，所以呢，生物就以包括心意在内的六种感官苦苦的挣扎。
We normally think five senses, but it's six. The mind is the center of the senses. Nothing can function. Not the eyes or the ears or the nose. Nothing can function without the mind.
如果没有心意的话呢？眼耳鼻舌身处这五个感官都没法正常的工作，发挥在正常的功能。
So the idea of yoga is to control the mind.
瑜伽呢，就是要控制心意。
So we're all part and parcel of Krishna.And when we revive our Krishna consciousness, then we have all the good qualities of Krishna in a small way.
因为我们都是 Krishna 所属部分，如果我们恢复 Krishna 知觉呢，我们就会在微小的程度上展示出 Krishna 的品质。
We're busy, you know, with the nine processes of devotional service. We become purified in the heart.
当我们忙于九种奉献服务的时候，内心就会纯洁。
So, Prabhupada mentions one devotee and he's tolerant, peaceful, magnanimous, very serious, speaks very nicely, always pleasing to people, and respects everyone.
帕帕说呢，一个奉献者，他会就是待人彬彬有礼，他平和，他说话宜人悦人，他宽容、清洁、苦行等等。
And this, you know, of course we should work on it, but also it comes about automatically by trying to be a devotee.
当然，我们应该努力培养这些品质，但是如果我们成为奉献者的话，这些品质就自动展示出来了。
I think we've all seen, you know, since we've become devotees and we've changed quite a bit in many ways.
我们肯定都会发现，就自从我们当上奉献者之后呢，我们都在很多方面得到很大的改观。
Although I shouldn't say I've become a devotee, Prabhupada said you should think I'm trying to be a devotee.
爸爸说不应该说我是奉献者，而是说我在试图成为奉献者。
devotee shouldn't think I am a devotee, because that's such an exalted position.
奉献者他从来不认为我是奉献者，因为奉献者是一个非常高的地位。
That's why it's good to hear about the great devotees, so we can understand our own position.
我们聆听伟大奉献者的事迹是对我们有大有裨益，因为这样我们就能明白自己的地位。
So devotee, there's 26 qualities are listed in the Chaitanya Charitamrita of the devotee.
永恒的柴丹尼亚经就列举了奉献者的26项品质。
So we can check, you know, should we read those? You want to hear it? He's kind to everyone.
他对每个人都很仁慈。对所有生物
，
他从来不和任何生物为敌。
He's truthful.
真诚。
He's equal to everyone.
对众生一视同仁。
Like Krishna.
热爱 Krishna.
No one can find fault with him.
啊，没有人能从他身上挑到错误。
So this is talking about very, very advanced devotees.
当然，这谈的是非常非常精进的奉献者。
Of course, the real rascal, they can find fault with anybody.
当然，一个真正的那个恶棍无赖，他总是能从任何人身上挑错的。
He's magnanimous. He likes to help other people.
奉献者他慷慨大度，喜欢助人。
He's shy, or she's shy.
他害羞。
He's always clean.
总是清洁。
He's without possessions.
他没有财产。
That doesn't mean he has have anything. You have to have things to live, but he knows it belongs to Krishna. He doesn't think it is mine.
并不是说奉献者他什么都一无所有，而是他把他的要生活维生，他也是需要物品的，但他不认为这是我的，他认为这是 Krishna 的。
Because we read about great devotees that were kings like Yudhisthira, they had unlimited opulence, but they didn't think it was mine.
我们听说像 Yudhisthira 大君这样的皇帝，他拥有很多的富裕，但他不把他们拥有据为己有。
He works for everyone's benefit.
他为众生的福，为众生谋福利。
So that means he's, you know, trying to spread Krishna consciousness, trying to be Krishna conscious, because that just one person even chanting and serving Krishna is helping everyone.
只要一个人他成为奉献者开始念诵了，他就能帮助每一个人。
He's always surrendered to Krishna and he has no material desires.
他总是臣服于 Krishna, 他没有物质的欲望。
He's very meek and steady.
他温顺，他稳定。
He controls his senses.
他控制了感官。
He does not eat more than is required.
他不吃超过所需的食物。
He's not bewildered by Maya.
他不受 Maya 假象困惑。
We have a long way to go. He respects everyone.
他尊敬每一个生物。
He does not desire any respect for himself.
他不渴求对别人尊敬他自己。
He's very grave and he's merciful and he's friendly.
他严肃庄重。
He's poetic and he's expert.
他有诗意，而且他精通。
He's silent.
他沉默。
So today is a day to remember some very great devotees.
今天这个日子是一个伟大奉献者的一个纪念日。
It's the disappearance day of Gopal Bhatta Goswami.
是 Gopal Bhatta Goswami 的隐迹日。
He's one of the six Goswamis.
他是六 Goswami 之一。
He was younger. He was the son of Venkat Bhatta when Lord Chaitanya stayed at their home for 4 months in South India.
当主 Chaitanya 在南印度在 Venkat Bhatta 家中停留四个月的时候，他是他的儿子。
And during that time, he was serving Lord Chaitanya, massaging his feet and different things. He was a child.
他小的时候呢，他就给他那时候他很小，就给主 Chaitanya 按摩足等等做服务。
And then, when he grew up, he came to meet Lord Chaitanya.
长大之后，他就去找主 Chaitanya。
He was initiated by his uncle, Prabodhananda Saraswati, another very famous devotee of Lord Chaitanya.
他被他自己的叔叔 Prabodhananda Saraswati, 一个主 Chaitanya 的著名奉献者所启迪。
So he went to Vrindavan and Lord Chaitanya told Rupa and Sanatan to accept him and adopt him like their own child. So they gave him shelter.
他去文达文之后，主柴丹尼亚命令 Rupa Sanatan 照顾他，就像照顾自己的孩子一样庇护他。
He helped Sanatan Goswami with his writing and editing and research.
他帮助 Sanatan Goswami 的写作，和他帮他做调研。
And just a minute. Okay, welcome. If anybody's out, I just got online another place and they weren't there before. It wasn't working. So, we're just talking about Gopal Bhatta Goswami because today's his disappearance day. So he started the Radharaman temple.
他建立了 Radharaman 庙。
It's one of the main temples of Vrindavan.
是 Vrindavan 的主庙之一。
And it's very special because the Radharaman deity just came to Gopal Bhatta Goswami. He was a Shalagram Shila that just came in his hand when he was washing in the river. And then the deity, that Shalagram Shila became the Radharaman deity of Krishna, the most beautiful deity in the world.
当 Gopal Bhatta Goswami 就在河中，在河中他在洗手的时候呢，这个沙拉光湿了，自动的就跳到他手里了。他后来这个沙拉光湿了就变成了 Radharaman 神像。
And so he established, and that Radharaman deity, of course, Prabhupada was friendly with some of the Goswamis there from the past, and they are very friendly with us. So Prabhupada told us to study there the standard of how they worship the deities.
他怕命令我们就是去 Radharaman 庙向那里的祭司们学习他们是怎么如何崇拜神像的，因为他跟我们关系，因为那里的祭司跟我们关系很好。
And a very interesting thing is, at the installation of the deities, they had a yagya, fire yagya, in the kitchen. Somewhere they had the fire yagya.
很有意思的是呢，这个神像的树立呢，安装的时候呢，也进行了火祭，好像就在厨房里做的。
And they kept that fire going still.
那么这个祭火至今仍然没有灭。
So all the
ghee lamp or whatever cooking, everything comes from that fire. They don't make new fires. They don't use cigarette lighter. They don't use matches.
无论是在崇拜的时候所用的这个点火的用具，还是在现在那个庙里厨房用的火源，都是从当初安设这个神像的时候所用的祭火那里取的。他们既不用火柴，也不用打火机。
And they, he made a menu.
他写了一个手册。
What to offer exactly, what preparations to offer at every Artik.
在每一次 Artik 登仪的时候，具体应该供奉什么样的物品。
And they still follow exactly the same.
他们现在一直沿用这样的规则。
So that's quite amazing. So it's a wonderful temple.It's very popular in Vrindavan. And all the other deities of the Goswamis had to leave Vrindavan because of the Muslims, but somehow they were able to hide him and he never left.
六个 Goswami, 其他 Goswami 的神像呢这都不得不离开 Vrindavan. 只有这个神像呢他们把它藏起来他没有离开。
He also wrote a few books and he's given credit for the,at least a large part of the Hari Bhakti Vilas, but some other books too, but I can't remember exactly. They're not famous for us, but he was a great, great devotee, and then he took care of Narottam Das when he came to Vrindavan.
嗯，他写了 Hari Bhakti Vilas 这本书。还有其他几部不那么著名的书。当 Narottam Das 他来到文道的时候，他照顾了他。
So his samadhi is there right next to the Radharaman temple.
他的 samadhi, 他的坟冢现在就在 Radharaman 庙旁边。
So the devotees visit there often. And it's also the appearance day of.I think, if I'm getting it right, appearance and disappearance of Ramachandra Kaviraj.
如果我没记错的话，也是 Ramachandra Kaviraj 的显现日或者隐居日。
He was a disciple of Srinivasacharya.
他是 Srinivasacharya 的门徒。
But when he met Narottam Das Thakur, they became best friends. They were always together.
当他遇到 Narottam Das Thakur 的时候，他们成了最好的朋友，就从来都不分开。他们总在一起。
And he got the name Kaviraj because he wrote beautiful poetry.
他得到 Kaviraj 这个头衔，因为他的写的诗非常优美。
So, because of his beautiful poetry and his constantly beautiful talks about Krishna, Narottam Das was so much attached to him.
因为他写了这些优美的诗歌还有其他的福，所以就令 Narottam Das Thakur 就对他非常的依恋。
And so, in that song, you know,Shri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Koro Mohi. The last line is Daya Koro Shri Acharya Prabhu Srinivas Ramachandra Sangamage Narottam Das. He's praying, don't take Ramachandra away. I want to be with him all the time.
他说不要把 Ramachandra 带走，我就想一直跟他在一起。
But Narottam was, you know, got more and more absorbed in separation because all his associates, they all started leaving their body.
so he felt so much separation from the devotees all the time.
因为有那么多奉献者，一个接一个的都隐迹离开躯体了，所以那儿旦达斯塔库呢，他就感觉有巨大的分离之情。
So that those two and these appearance and disappearance days, we try to remember these devotees or whatever we can learn about them, then we can help to understand our own position, what we should aspire for.
所以这就是这两位伟大奉献者的行念日纪念日。我们通过冥想他们，记忆他们的消失光，对我们自己有很大的裨益好处。
And just comment, I told you today that they took me to the Harbin Ice Festival, Ice and Snow Festival in Michigan.
今天他们带我去了哈尔滨冰雪节。
It's a world famous thing and, you know, very good business, so many people coming, paying money to go in.
这个是一个很好的生意，有这么多的人去参观。
But there's some philosophical lesson from it. I'm sure you've all seen pictures of it. You know, they build huge buildings out of ice. Beautiful buildings.
他们那个这个冰雕啊，有很漂亮的建筑雕出来的。
And some amazing art sculptures from ice, this ice.
他们还用这个冰雕出了非常美的艺术作品。
So it's quite beautiful.
所以这个冰灯的冰雪节的这个作品都非常的美。
Quite cold also. Quite even.
也很冷。
But everything, we talk all the time, oh, everything in the material world is temporary.
我们总是说，我们一直都在说，物质世界一切是短暂的。
All the beautiful buildings, all the beautiful everything, it won't last.
所有美丽的建筑物，所有美景，它们不会持久。
So this everything's made out of ice, but you know, in a few months it gets warm.
这些都是由冰雕出来的，不会持久。
All the beautiful things and all the work, so many men worked, so many people worked, artists and builders, you know, to build it.But it's all finished in a few months.
这么多人煞费苦心，付出那么多的血汗去雕的这么美的艺术作品，过几个月都烟消云散了。
And everything, all the buildings, no matter what they're made out of, cement or bricks or stone, they're also falling apart.
不仅如此，除了这些冰雪的艺术作品，还有那些钢筋混凝土制作的这些建筑物，过了数年之后，它们也都会分崩瓦解。
Our bodies are falling apart.
我们这个躯体也都在日渐的衰败。
Our cars, all our wonderful things are.Smartphones, everything. We all know they have a temporary life, but this makes very clear when we think, you know, they build, just like they build on the beach sometime out of sand, then it can't last.
就像沙滩上的他们盖的堡垒，过几个小时，坐几钟头就没了。
And another thing about Gopal Bhatta Goswami that's quite amazing.
这还有另外一个有关 Gopal Bhatta Goswami 的事迹。
It's actually his appearance day. I said disappearance. I'm sorry.
实际上应该是它的显现，就是我刚才说隐迹是，对不起。
You won't find his name mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
在永恒的 Chaitanya 经当中呢，找不到他的名字。
So since he was very senior, you know, Goswami, and he'd actually personal associate of Lord Chaitanya, when Krishnadas Kaviraj, wanted to write that book, he asked Gopal Bhatta for his, you know, his blessings and permission.
因为他是莲子啊，资深奉献者，又是主柴丹尼亚妈爸爸同游，所以当Krishna Das Kaviraj 写《永恒的柴丹尼亚经》的时候，就祈求他的祝福和建议。
And he said yes on one condition.
他说可以，但有个条件。
That you don't mention me at all in this book.
你的书里不要提我的。
So his name is there once or twice when there's a list of many devotees that were traveling somewhere. But otherwise, there's nothing about him. There's something about so many, many devotees of Lord Chaitanya, but nothing about Gopal Bhatta.
当提到有很多奉献者旅行的时候就提到一两次他的名字，除此之外呢就找不到他的名字。
Because of his humility, he didn't want to be mentioned.
因为他特别谦卑，他不希望他的名字被提到。
Gopal Bhatta made a book called Satkriya Sara Deepika.
他写的本书叫 Satkriya
Six things to do, I guess, that are very wonderful. Then he edited the Hari Bhakti Vilas by Sanatan Goswami.
他编辑了 Sanatan Goswami 的 Hari Bhakti Vilas.
And he wrote forewords to.
他为此书写了前言。
He had a commentary on the Krishna Karnamrita.
他给 Krishna Karnamrita 这本书做了评注。
And it's mostly said that in Krishna Lila he was Ananga Manjari.
其实在Krishna 快乐前说他是 Ananga Manjari.
So he had this shalagram shield, he had many actually.
他有很多的菊石。
And he went to Nepal with that river where the shalagrams are.
他去了尼泊尔，尼泊尔境内有一条河流，那个河流出产shalagram shield。
And when he put his water pot to get water, some shalagrams just went in.
当他把水罐放在河东的时候去取水，但是有一些沙拉罐就进到他的水罐里了。
And then, he just put him back in the river, but they came again, so he kept them and he started, you know, worshiping the shalagram.
他把这些菊石又放回到河中，但是这个菊石又进入到他的罐子，所以就得留着开始崇拜了。
So the other Goswamis, they had deities of Krishna, you know, Murtis.
其他 Goswami 们他们都有 Krishna 的 Murti.
And he was thinking, you know, they can dress them very nicely and everything, but the shalagram, you can't do so much.
他就心里想，这些神像呢都可以很好的得到装扮，但是 shalagram 菊石呢，你就不能，可以很豪华的或者很好的来给他们穿衣服。
So when he came out in the morning, he found one shalagram wasn't there, but there was this beautiful Radha Raman.
第二天早上他从水中出来的时候，他发现少了一颗菊石，但是呢就有 Radha Raman 神像了。
So that's how he got that deity.
他就这样获得这尊神像的。
Okay, so that's 8:30.
好，现在。
Any questions?
我们来看一下有什么问题。
嗯，暂时我们房间里还没提上来问题，在这之前我想那个问一个问题，跟今天的这个讲课内容可能不太相关。是这样的，就是Kurukshetra 战争是那个Krishna 参与，并且也就是说是 Krishna 允许了的，然后就是有新朋友问，就是说现在的战争是不是也都是Krishna 允许的，然后他这个现在的战争和那个库尔柴车战争是不是类似，或者是有什么不同呢？
萨利玛的姐好的二十so the battle on the Kurukshetra is permitted by Lord Krishna, and Lord Krishna also participated in the battle. But nowadays, the modern battle, the modern war, are they also permitted by Lord? And what's the difference between the modern war and the ancient war? Or are there any similarity or any difference?
Yeah, well, the similarity is a lot of people get killed.
相同点就是死了很多人都会。
But in that, like in the ancient wars, even up until World War I, wars were mostly fought in the battlefield and only soldiers.
但直到第一次世界大战之前呢，那些战争都是在战场上发生的，是死的都是战士。
And there was usually, you know, like the Kurukshetra War or the Ravana War, you know, it was to establish righteous government and good for the people.
像库里之野战役啊，或者是像就这些都是为正义而战的，是为了树立就是为了人们的好处而做的战争，是为了树立正义的原则。
Now in many cases it's just demons on both sides.
现在战争呢，作战双方全是恶魔，没有区别。
But also now in modern war, they bomb the cities and they bomb schools and innocent people, and there's no really battlefield. They're just fighting everywhere. So that's the big difference. Like in the Kurukshetra War, it's only the soldiers are fighting. Military.
现代战争呢，他们会轰炸城市，轰炸医院，轰炸学校，会到处轰炸，狂轰乱炸。但是像库尔之野战役，战争只是发生在战场之上，死亡的阵亡的全是那些将士，这是区别。
那么现代的这个战争是不是也是 Krishna 允许的呢？就是库尔之野战争是 Krishna 允许并参与了，那现代的这些战争是不是也是都是 Krishna 允许作战的呢？就是我们知道，就是没有 Krishna 的同意，连一棵小草都动不了。
Not even a blade of grass will move without permission, sanction of the Lord. So the modern wars, are they also sanctioned by the Lord?
Yeah.
是的，是的，也是经过主的允许。
Because the people want it, so nothing, you know, it's not like Krishna's will. This is what he wants, but in the material world, all these crazy things are going on. But Krishna gives it, people, gives the souls what they want.
这并不是说是 Krishna 的意愿，而是人们希望想要的。因为现在物质世界呢，都是疯狂的事情。Krishna 就给他们他们想要的。
So sanctioned is a difficult word, but.It's not like Krishna says, okay, this is what I want. The battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna wanted it because it was to establish, he was to as a king and for the good of the population. But even benefited all the demons. When Krishna was there, everyone got killed and was liberated.
在库尔吉尔战场上呢，是为了所有人的好处，即便那些死去的人，他们也得到了好处了。
Well, the material world, because we want to be separated from Krishna, then all these things are going on, all these miseries that are not present in the spiritual world. This is a perverted reflection, so it has it like the material spiritual world in many ways, but.Added benefit is all the miseries.
物质世界呢，跟灵性世界也像，但是呢，物质世界的却充满了痛苦。
那是不是参与到这些这个现在这些战争当中的人都有共同的这个卡尔玛呢？
The people who participate in the modern war, do they have the common karma?
Yes. Everyone has karma, and according to our karma, we're getting put into different situations.
是的，每个人都有自己的 karma. 根据我们的 karma, 我们被置于特定的处境当中。有一个 Radha Nanda 的问题 ，Hare Krishna， 深深顶拜敬爱的圣 Guru Deva， 请问崇拜神像时没有吹响海螺，是不是不具备崇拜资格？哦，才不吹响的呢。在清洗海螺时练习吹海螺可以吗？在清洗海螺时练习吹海螺可以吗？Hare Krishna, obeisance, dear Guru Dev. My question is that when I did puja to the deity, the conch doesn't I cannot blow, make the conch to make any sound. So does that mean that I don't have any the qualification? Therefore, the conch doesn't.
No, it means nobody taught you how to do it.
不是你没有资格，而是说没有人教你。And the second part is that can I practice blow the conch when I wash the conch?
Yeah, you can practice without the conch also.
是的，你可以可以练习，可以。
When I was young, I was trying to learn to play the trumpet.
啊，我小的时候我就去学习怎么吹喇叭。
So that's the same thing you do to get the sound of the trumpet. It's the same thing you do to get the sound of the conch shell.
就跟吹喇叭一样，就吹喇叭，怎么吹喇叭，也就是怎么吹海螺，就像吹喇叭一样。
So they taught you just make a little circle with your finger and practice making that noise. You know, it takes a little practice. But someone, if you ask someone who makes a good sound, how do you do it? And they should be able to show you.
你去咨询那些吹得好的人，他们是怎么吹出来的？向他们学习是怎么吹的？就是把那手，握住那个海螺，然后就吹。它是有一个技巧的。
All right. We'll have to have the lessons, I guess.
Hare Krishna.
Mar, you are.
我还想问一个问题，就是我想问，刚才guru讲到这个纯粹的善良属性和这个在物质层面的善良属性吗？就是再确认一下，是不是我们现在任何人不能处在这种纯粹的善良属性的这种状态下，就是guru层面的，是不是处在这种纯粹的善良属性？
Just now you mentioned that Sutta Bhakti and the mode of goodness. So my question is that only Guru is in the mode of Sutta Bhakti and we are not in the Sutta Bhakti. We are in the mode of goodness.
We might be sometimes in the mode of goodness, sometimes mostly mixed up.
我们有的时候是属于善良属性，有的时候大部分时候处于混合的形态当中。
Vaikuntha is the mode of pure deception.
Vaikuntha是纯粹的善良属性 ,Sudhasattva. Mara, just now, it's mentioned that, a self-realized person, he's like an innocent child. So, but a child, sometimes he also eat meat.
Yeah, but when a child does good things, it's not because they were taught to do it. Their nature.
Okay.
But also,they can get disturbed easily and not. And then there's some child who are not nice anyway.
Okay. Okay. 我刚才问题就是说一个孩子，就这个世界里就说到了一个孩子天真无邪的，他是自发的会去做什么，但是我的问题就是说，一个孩子他也是会吃肉的。guru 就说：“是的，但是如果一个孩子做好事的时候呢，他不是别人教他的，这是很发自内心的。”
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Keep it simple. You know, we can always find something that in our mind to make contradictions.
Okay.another question.
Okay.
顶白马尔，请问我们 Gita Govinda， 我们都在成为真正奉献者的路上，每个人都在不同的层面。 不在一起做服务时好包容，在一起配合时对规范原则的遵守标准，一个愿意遵守，一个不在意但又必须在一起配合，如何包准包容。 A business mara, we are trying to become true devotee. We are on the road to become true devotee. Everybody is in on the different level. If we are not together, it's nice to accommodate each other. But as soon as we have to do service together, one devotee wants to follow the standard, another is careless. But we have to stay together and to do service together. How can we accommodate each other?
Well, we have to do it. It's like any team. To work together, we have to know the goal. If we're trying to get to the same goal, then we can work.
就像一个团队，我们要知道目标是什么，我们要去为了达到这个目标努力。不管怎么样，反正都必须得在一起。
All right.
这样回答可以吗？
请问马哈拉吉，那就是这个准则，就是这个规范的这个标准，我们是按照这个高一点的标准去执行呢，还是容忍这个低标准去按照这个低标准去执行呢？
So if we have to cooperate, should we follow the high standard or should we follow the lower standard?
You mean, like, a lot of times a devotee that's saying they think they know the high standard, they don't really know that the highest standard is to work together.
很多时候人们以为他们了解更高的标准是什么，但他们实际上不知道更高的标准就是在一起合作。
So if someone thinks, you know, I know exactly how it should be done and everybody else is wrong, that's not a high standard.
如果人以为一个人自以为是啊，知道什么是高标准，其他人都不知道，但这并不是高标准。
So sometimes we have to compromise.
所以有时候我们必须要妥协折中。
Right.
So, Mara, does that mean that as soon as the devotees stay together and do the service, it's nice, better than a devotee lonely, they do his own service or her own service?
Yeah, sure. Some of them are like that. Sometimes we have services alone, we're not with the other person. But if everybody thinks I can't work with anybody, we won't expand the movement very much. Everybody's doing something that helps everybody else. Just like any factory. Everybody's working, they're doing different things. Someone's a manager, someone is a sweeper. They're all important.
Okay. 我的问题就是说，只要奉献者合作是不是就很好？总比一个人做服务好。马尔说，就像一个工厂，有的人是扫地的，有人做这个做那，都是分工不同。
Okay.
Okay.
All right.So the same, you know, these things are explained in Bhagavad Gita again and again. And sometimes it doesn't seem like the detailed answer is there. But the more we hear from Krishna and hear, you know, then we get the intelligence to know these kind of little detailed things.
就像就是博家梵歌一样，就虽然可能不是很详细，但是我们听的聆听越多有关主，然后我们就会有更多的一点力，也会有更多的细节被透露给我们。
So thank you very much.
非常感谢大家。
Are we going to be all right Friday morning?
我们星期五早上可不可以？
可以。 Yes, Maharaj.
Okay.I'll see you then. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Bo Nityananda Bo Hari Bo Hari Bo. Sorry, I didn't start. I'm going to stop that one.
今天晚上晚坤的知音Maharaj现场讲课就到这里，感谢各位尊敬的 Vaishnava Vaishnavi 的聆听，那我们星期五早上继续聆听 Hare Krishna。